much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is the real thing. This is the necessary art of our time. This needs respect. Because it isn't, and it doesn't, and nobody cares.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
All right, we're going to go to Random Moron on line one and see how he relates to partially funny topics. Random Moron? Random Moron, are you there? Hello? Yes, Random Moron, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Hi, B.
Yes, hi. Okay, so how do you relate to partially funny topics?
Hi, Lisa May.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, okay. How do you relate to partially funny topics?
Hi, Dearmont. Hi, Ralph. Oh, I'm sorry. What did I come here about?
And now.
Shut up, Leonard. Nobody even knows what you're talking about.
Our feature presentation.
Unfortunately, that is how some of those go.
That guy could do our show.
Unfortunately. Morning, everybody. It's brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:37. It's Tuesday, the 17th of September.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start off this morning's show with a story from England. Apparently, there was a shopkeeper who was being robbed by two assailants. One was 6 foot and about 250 pounds. The other was 5'9" and about 200 pounds. And they walk in with knives. And they tell this guy, this is a stick-up. Give us all your money. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That seems like a issue for me right there.
I just give him the money.
Unless it's my own shop, my own money, you just go, well, fine, take it, go.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have it. So they stabbed him in the arm.
Okay.
And then they said, now give us the money. And he said, I'm not going to do that. So then they stabbed him again. Now he's got two stab marks, which ended up taking like 20 stitches to close the marks. What he did next is odd. And then what they did next is even more odd. He took off his shoe, the shopkeeper. Took off his shoe. It's the only thing he could find, I guess, that was menacing at all.
That's his weapon?
I guess. Took off his shoe and started waving it at him like, I'm going to hit you in the head with this. Now, for some reason, these robbers started backing away.
They had knives with the shoe.
But they had knives. So the dude with the shoe is like, I'm going to hit you with this shoe. And they started backing up, and he marched them right out of the store with his shoe.
And two stab wounds.
Yeah. And completely got away without them stealing a dollar.
Unbelievable.
First of all, what would make you think, grab your shoe?
Even
if it has a hard sole. I mean, you brought a shoe to a knife fight. That doesn't usually... work.
It's not in the rock, paper, scissors game, so I'm not sure how it plays out.
Yeah, well, that's true. But apparently shoe tops knives.
That's impressive.
Because the guys, both of them, there's two of them, they backed off and they left and left with nothing.
He must have had crazy eyes at that point.
Yeah, I'll bet that's true. Well, first
crazy eyes trumps everything.
Crazy eyes does trump everything. And he'd been stabbed twice and he still wasn't given. So
right, exactly.
Maybe they were like, wow, what's
wrong?
We don't
want to kill him, for God's sake.
What's wrong with this guy? We thought he would just give us some cash. So crazy eyes and shoes ran out knives.
All right.
So
good to know.
Good for him. Congratulations. Let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have something called the GIs of Comedy. And this is vets that have fought in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they have started putting together a comedy tour. And they actually go around and do comedy tour, and they've got a good charity that they work with, and this is their new deal.
That's great. One of these guys is a traffic reporter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. On the side, anyway. Maybe he's ditching that now for the real life.
Yeah, seriously. We also have Seth Green on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Writer, actor, director, producer. Seth Green has a new TV show called Dads, and we will talk to him about that. We have Taylor Williamson from America's Got Talent. Remember
That's
the comedian?
Right.
Got him on the program today. We have comedian Brad Williams on the program today.
Awesome.
And John Jones, the light heavyweight champ of the UFC.
That guy's something.
Coming up in about a half hour. We'll take a quick break and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53. Ralph Garman has stepped in for a first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning first. This show is now.
Did you hear who's also being a judge at the Flugtag this Saturday?
I did not, sir.
David Hasselhoff.
It's a match made in heaven.
Did I know that? No,
Kevin
I did not.
Kevin Ryder and David Hasselhoff. Together again for the first time. America's Sweethearts. The big couple you've wanted to see on the big screen for all these years.
Yeah, hi. This is David Hasselhoff. Listen,
hey,
I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
You're the judge, Dave. You don't need tickets. You'll just...
but where can I get them? I mean, they're like... Where is there?
You don't need them. You'll be the judge. You'll be up there on the judges.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
Just go down to Long Beach. That's where you belong, because you'll be judging alongside.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
I'm sure they got a big Marriott down there in Long Beach. I'm sure.
Major fan of K-Rock.
Thanks, Dave.
I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Don't believe the Peppers are playing the Flutog this year.
Nope, not this year.
Yeah. Maybe next year, Dave.
I hope he doesn't. He's not aware of us and our like. I hope he doesn't know like all the stuff we've been saying and when we talk to him and all that.
I hope nothing else. I hope he's fluent in every joke we've ever made about him. So you two have a long, uncomfortable day there on the judge's stand.
We may have to talk to him a little later this week.
You want to give away your Flutog thing here?
Yeah, we can.
Been talking about it?
We absolutely can, yeah. A pair of VIP tickets to the Red Bull Flutog, which is this Saturday at Rainbow Harbor in Long Beach. If you'd like to win those, call now 1-800-520-1067. Carson Daly will also be out there. He's also one of the judges.
Wow.
I demand to sit next to Hasselhoff.
Hell yeah, I want to hear that conversation. I hope the K-Rock microphones are there.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert? Do you know?
Oh, quite a ways, because it's in Long Beach, so it'll be quite a distance.
It's a hell of a walk.
Can you imagine, Lisa May, a conversation between David Hasselhoff and Kevin Ryder?
I would pay $1 million to be there.
It's like Batman versus Superman. It's that kind of pairing. We're finally two giants square off. Oh, man, I might have to go there just to eavesdrop. This is a mess. You're on the potter bus. I'm okay, too, because I have granola ball. Did you have a granola ball? I did have a granola ball. Oh, meeting of the Titans. All right. Speaking of big stars.
The stuff really get going in the afternoon?
Yes, in the afternoon. That's when all the Flutogs will be flying out there over the harbor. Britney Spears has a big announcement to make today.
All right.
She'll be somewhere in the middle of the Mojave Desert around 4 a.m. this morning.
Somewhere in the Mojave Desert?
Yes.
Okay.
To reveal something live on ABC's Good Morning America. The fact that she is starting her residency at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. There were 1,350 fans bust out to that location to be there to wait for her when she arrives via helicopter.
Okay.
She'll land and then perform her new single, Work, Bitch.
Why are they making the announcement in the middle of a desert?
Because Las Vegas is in the middle of a desert, son.
Well, yeah, but it's a
all
city.
Ties in, man. Desert.
Huh.
Desert.
Huh.
By the way, all of the fans that they bust out to the location had to be between 5 and 6 feet tall. No one taller, no one shorter.
Really?
Yes.
Odd.
I'm guessing it's so they don't chop their heads off with the helicopter blades when she lands or something.
That'd be funny.
But here's the deal. 48 shows a year, a 2-year contract. $310,000 per show.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's $15 million a year for 2 years.
And it seems like a pretty good idea. I mean,
it's a great idea.
If you're going to Vegas, she'd be an option.
Huge win for Planet Hollywood. Huge win for Britney Spears. This is her new single, Work, Bitch.
So I don't need to go out to the desert to hear that song, do I?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Bring it on like a champion. Do your job like it's your profession. Great songwriting. Excellent lyrics.
Although I don't think we can blame her for that, as she pretty much sings other people's songs.
Yes,
100%.
Whoever wrote that.
Yeah.
Bring it on like a champion, profession. What was that, written by a Cajun from Louisiana? Oh, your profession, your champion. Come on down now. Oh, New Orleans, you know, y'all. Douchebags. Hey, anybody watch the premiere of Dancing with the Stars last night?
No.
God.
Big show.
It was football on last night.
Yeah, that's what I was watching, too. But apparently Amber Riley from Glee was the biggest vote-getter from the judges. Her cha-cha-cha with Derek Hough got her a 27 out of 30. She was the best ranked of all the new dancers for the new season. You know who was at the bottom? Makes me feel bad.
Who was at the bottom?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, Bill can't rock it?
What a surprise. Bill Nye, the science guy, not fluid on the dance floor.
Wow, you look at that guy and you just think dance.
Oh, he looks like poetry in motion. 14 out of 30 is what his score was. So.
Nye, the science guy.
Giving him the Mike Catherwood Award for most likely to be booted early in the season of Dancing with the Stars.
Love it.
Love line, lover boy.
Love line, lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, director, writer Paul Feig is 51 years old today. Baz Luhrmann. Baz, who gave us, of course, Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet, most recently the Great Gatsby film with Leonardo DiCaprio. And, of course, he had some great advice for us as well. He once said to me, if I could give you one piece of advice,
right,
wear sunscreen.
Well, that's dumb. Everyone knows that.
Oh.
I think
it's good advice. Actor Kyle Chandler is 48 years old today. Oh, thank God Bean's not here.
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that's all we'd have to do.
Oh, he's so good.
Friday Night Lights.
Such a good actor.
Oh, I love my coach. Go Panthers. Dougie Fresh, 47 years old today. Malik Yoba is 46. Kevin, you and I both know him from Alphas.
Oh, yeah.
He was Bill on that show, remember?
Yep.
His heart would race.
Heart would start beating.
He'd start throwing stuff. Vocalist Keith Flint of Prodigy is 44 years old today. Vinny of Naughty by Nature is 43. And comedian Bobby Lee celebrates his 41st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39. A half hour from now, we have Funny Man / boy Brad Williams, who will be in the studio.
Yes.
And Seth Green a little bit later on today, talking about his new show, Dads. First, we have to talk about Keanu Reeves. This is a strange story. Bill and Ted 3 apparently is, quote, struggling with darkness.
Mm.
Now, the first one was made in 89, second one was 91, so I don't know what the rush is. But they're trying to get Bill and Ted 3 made, and he says, quote, it's a long story. He's talking to MTV News.
Yeah.
There's a lot of subterfuge and conspiracy theories. There's a whole thing. I might have to do one of these independent press conspiracy, other name kind of statements explaining why it has happened because it's pretty dark out there. I don't know what any of that means.
You know, I've heard Keanu try to explain things before. It doesn't go well.
Does he do it like I do?
Yes. He needs a script.
There is a script, Keanu Reeves says, for this movie.
Huh.
There's all sorts of stuff, and it just can't... It's just there's darkness out there.
Well, lots of people have trouble getting movies made, and they don't claim conspiracy and darkness.
There's darkness, Lisa.
All right.
So we thought we would try and get a hold of Keanu and find out what's going on. Keanu Reeves, good morning.
Ah, good morning.
How are you today?
Excellent.
Now, we were just talking about you making Bill and Ted 3.
Ah, yes.
What's the issue? It sounds like you're having trouble getting it made, but after reading the article 3 or 4 times, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's a long story.
Okay.
It's darkness.
But what does that mean, darkness?
Well, you know light?
Yes.
It's the opposite.
Right, but,
yeah.
Okay, but how is darkness keeping the movie from getting made?
Well, there's subterfuge.
Right, I heard that.
Yes.
Conspiracy theories?
Yes.
Right?
But Thank you.
Can you be more specific?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the time and the period of the project and the story where things are looking grim. But is that time, that also is including people and roadblocks.
What are you?
And darkness.
I don't understand.
We don't understand. Is there a way to simplify it? Let's say that we're dumb.
Like, is there a person
good
doesn't want you?
Simplify, yeah.
Ah, simplify.
Yes,
yes,
please.
Okay. There's a project.
Right, Bill and Ted 3.
Right.
Okay.
And so there's all sorts of stuff.
Right.
Like a script and stuff, you mean?
And it's just there are things that are keeping it from happening.
Right, but isn't that,
Would that be like Lisa said, financing?
That's a normal part of every project, right?
Ah, or is it?
Well, I think it is. I've never made a movie, but, you know, everybody...
Oh, or have you?
Well, no,
He really hasn't.
I'm telling you, I haven't.
Because of darkness?
See, I don't
Did
know
darkness
what...
darkness get in your way for your film as well?
Are you considering every roadblock darkness? I mean, is that...
Am I?
Well, that's what I'm asking you that.
Oh, are you?
Are you?
Are you?
No, I'm saying, are you counting, let's just say financing, for example, which everybody seems to have a problem with these days.
Ah, yes.
As darkness? Or is there some force that's fighting against you?
Is there?
Well, we're hoping that you can clarify.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
There's stuff.
But what stuff specifically?
Darkness.
That doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean
anything.
You
don't know what that means.
It's a dark period for the idea because it's the part of the story where people are providing darkness and keeping stuff from happening that would be lightness.
I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time figuring out what you're talking about.
Ah, or are you?
You have a script, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have Alex back?
Yes.
Okay.
Alex Winter, my co-star.
Right.
Yes.
Someone want to direct it?
Ah, or do they?
Well, we're asking you that.
Darkness?
Is that the darkness?
Or are you? Ah, yes. That's the question.
Now, you're directing a new movie.
Am I?
You are. It's called Man of Tai Chi.
You don't know?
Oh, is it?
It is, yes. Okay, but so if you're a director, why don't you just direct Bill and Ted 3? And that way that gets rid of the darkness.
Well, it's a long story.
It's not
There's
really.
Lots of subterfuge and conspiracy theories.
All right, okay.
I may have to do one of those independent press conspiracy other name kind of statements. Explaining why it hasn't happened yet.
We don't understand.
Is it going to sound like this one?
Because it's pretty dark out there.
Right.
In the darkness.
Right.
Or is it? Oh, I have to go. My llama's here.
Why do you have a llama?
How else do you get around?
Are those jazz hands?
I'm going to end my concert.
What concert?
Lights will come up. Pyrotechnics.
What concert?
My concert, dude. Why don't you open up a blog?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Funny man Brad Williams will join us in the next hour. Seth Green is also on the way, and the GIs of comedy on the way as well. First time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
The gastrointestinal tracts of comedy are coming in? That doesn't sound very funny.
I don't believe that is those. I believe
I had a GI blockage once, and trust me, that is not funny.
Former soldiers. They were in Afghanistan, Iraq.
I think you're confused.
Came back? I could be.
We got to agree to disagree on this one, Hartman. All right, it is Tuesday. That means it's new release day. CDs, DVDs, TV shows on DVD, all available for your entertainment dollar. Here's what's new this week. Spreading Rumors by Group Love. Yeah, Group Love. Yeah. I dig it. In Rolling Waves by the Naked and Famous. Yeah. Naked and Famous. I dig it. From Here to Now to You by Jack Johnson. Jack, what the F does that mean?
What happened?
Sell your sausages somewhere else, Jack Johnson. Wise Up, Ghost. By Elvis Costello and The Roots. What a combo.
What a bizarre combo.
I think it's awesome. It's just two of my favorite acts
interesting,
in one combo.
You wouldn't put them, you wouldn't think of them.
No, I wouldn't, together. But I'm happy they got together.
Yeah.
MGMT by MGMT. Show a little imagination, boys. Movies on DVD today. World War Z starring Brad Pitt. The Bling Ring with Emma Watson. The East starring Alexander Skarsgård and Ellen Page. That's that covert corporate terrorist organization. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
I wanted to see that. I'm glad it's out on DVD today. And if you missed this on HBO, I don't know how they replayed it to death, but if you did miss it, Behind the Candelabra with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, you can pick that up on DVD as well. Great film. Really enjoyed that. TV shows on DVD, The Mentalist, the fifth season's available, as is Leverage Season 5. Grimm Season 2, you can pick it up. Nashville, the complete first season. Oh, I love my Nashville.
Yes, you do.
Arrow, the complete first season.
Love my Arrow.
Yeah, me too. And Bates Motel, Season 1, another great TV show. So that's all good stuff for you to check out. While we're talking about new music, Katy Perry's in trouble. Her Roar music video. Have you seen the Roar video where she's like a female Tarzan in the jungle?
I have not, no.
Ooh.
Sexy?
Yeah.
All right.
I like her in the loincloth.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious.
Someone's not happy with her. Guess who's not happy with her?
PETA.
Yes, Kevin. 5 points for Kevin.
Yeah, well, how tough is that question?
There
is
are animals upset? in the video. The video shows Katy in a jungle scene, has her mingling with monkeys and tarantulas and elephants. Well,
does she kill them all?
Yes, she kills them and eats them.
I'm guessing that doesn't happen.
Raw. She drains their blood and drinks it
in a
satanic ceremony.
I don't think
on an altar made of cow skulls.
I'm not sure that happens.
No, she just appears on camera with them. Well, PETA released the following statement. Animals used for entertainment endure horrific cruelty and suffer from extreme confinement and violent training methods. Jeez, who knew being in a video was like the Holocaust for animals?
I think that, of course, is possible, but I would guess most people these days try to go out of their way if they're using animals.
And they do, and the vast majority, especially in movies and television, of trainers who work with animals, love their animals so very dearly.
Right.
And there's mechanisms in place. There's people there from the ASPCA, and there's an organization that's specifically just there to make sure that these animals are treated kindly and they're not overworked and they're not stressed out. So there are safeguards in place against any sort of cruelty to animals when they shoot on a video or a movie or a TV show. So, as you can imagine.
Muggs, you interviewed Katy Perry, didn't you?
Yeah. What did she have to say about this?
Oh, Katy Perry. Guys. Hey, Katy Perry. Walk the moon. Hey, Katy Perry. Walk the moon is standing right here. Katy, walk the moon.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here.
Well, there you go.
I played with John Mayer last night.
Hey, you guys.
They're good. There we go. There we go. Now we have the inside story, and I'm glad Beer Mug got that.
I like the visual of one guy yelling and nobody paying attention to him. He wasn't being quiet, and yet no one cared.
And lastly, in new music, R. Kelly's got a new album in the works.
All right.
Now, sadly, he's not delivering on his promise to give us more Trapped in the Closet chapters. I know that's in the works, but this isn't what I'm talking about. His latest album will be called Black Panties. Yeah.
Black Panties.
Yeah.
What could that be about?
And the first single arrived online this week. It's a slow jam.
Okay.
About R. Kelly bragging about his abilities in the bedroom, calling himself a sex genius.
A sex genius?
Yeah. The new track is called Genius. Please take a listen to a little piece of the Pied Piper of R&B, ladies and gentlemen. R. Kelly's new track, Genius. We're both so freaking hot. Tonight you're lying with a sex genius. We're both so freaking hot.
We're both so freaking hot.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear more from R. Kelly. If you've ever seen any of the sex videos involving R. Kelly, by the way, doesn't look like sex genius.
A,
looks like he's been hit with a trank dart.
And B, that's true.
He just kind of lays there and lets women...
He doesn't...
Mm-hmm. Void on him, basically, is what they do.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
Well, I wasn't trying to be as explicit as that, but thanks for all your help. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bobby Lee, the comedian, is 41 years old today. Keith Flint of Prodigy is 44. Malik Yoba from Alphys. I almost said Extras. That's a whole different show.
Very different.
46 years old today. Doug E. Fresh. Whatever happened to Doug E. Fresh?
I don't know.
It's a good question. 47 years old today. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights is 48 years old today. Paul Feig, actor, director, 51 years old today. And we don't have time for it, but Baz Luhrmann, the director, is 51 years old today. Next hour, I'll bring you a little advice from Baz Luhrmann.
He does give good advice.
I'll give you a hint. It involves not getting burnt. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Welcome to the studio.
A man.
A man.
A man. Yeah.
Brad Williams.
Yes. A very manly man who, on the way over here, was on the side of the road on the 10 freeway and changed my own tire.
Wow.
He's not here, but screw you, Bean.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Dude, so
that must have been a visual.
So many people were honking. I'm there. Well, first of all, I didn't even have to jack it up. I could run under my car and change the tire.
Brad is not too tall.
No.
That's not his issue. He's 4'4".
Yes.
By the way, we had a story just on a side note about the world's shortest woman. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I'm totally.
She's 23 years old.
Yes.
And you're more than twice her height.
What?
She's 23 inches tall.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit that.
We were saying, we had this
That's
conversation.
What he said.
No, we had this conversation.
She looks like a 4-year-old.
Oh, she looks like a 4-year-old?
Yeah,
she
but
does.
She's 20.
Exactly.
Right.
Free pass.
You just do it for the story, if for
right.
no other reason, for
Brad
God's sake.
Brad does sakes. It, not you.
I do in a second.
It's so wrong.
How many times will you get to say, I did the blankest person
shortest
in the world.
Woman in
fill
the world.
In the blank. I don't care if it's shortest, fattest, tallest, whatever. Doing it. Story.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
just for the story.
Most limbs. Least
what?
Amount of limbs.
This is what she sounds like. That's real.
You're playing a Chipmunks album.
I am not.
That is not
that
real.
That is how she sounds.
That's how everyone thinks that I should sound.
Well, you see somebody 4'4", you expect...
she wait, what language is she speaking? Is she
she's Indian?
Where
I think.
She from? Oh yeah, she's Indian. Yeah.
Okay.
And
because I thought she was like speaking like dwarfish, and I
you should
like,
know it.
Like, why am I understanding this language?
Is there a dwarfist language? Because I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. There's
okay.
there's like rumors of a town in Long Beach.
Yeah, please.
But
We've
that's
all
not.
Heard
but that's
that.
Not real.
We yeah. researched that forever. We wanted that to be true so badly.
It's funny because
we got sent on 20 different trips the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, so many people ask me to like, hey, Brad, I heard. There's like a midget town.
There's a midget town.
There's a midget town in Long Beach. And I go, dude, there's not a midget town. They go, you have to say that. You have the keys. You just can't tell us about
it. You know where it is.
It's like, no,
supposedly smaller houses, smaller cars, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so we've been trying desperately to find it for a long time.
Yeah.
And like even this conversation today, people will email and say, oh, yeah, it's there. I've seen it. Blah,
I've
blah,
seen
blah.
It. I've been there. Nah, they came out of their houses and they attacked me.
They chased me. That's always the story.
That's always the story.
They chased me in my car.
Not true.
And then they yelled,
I feel she's doing a call to arms, and now all over the radio, dwarves are just like, that's the call! We revolt today! Right. Anarchy! Anarchy!
Let's get back to you changing your tire along the side of the road. Now,
gotta
this is
that.
On the 10?
Yeah.
On the side of the freeway?
On the 10 freeway.
You pull over to the shoulder.
Yes.
All right, and you get out of your little Mini Cooper.
Which I do drive. That's not an insult. I do drive a Mini Cooper.
Correct.
Yeah.
a full-size Mini Cooper, I might say.
Well, full size Mini Cooper's like jumbo shrimp.
That's
right. It's still small. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But you get out and you change your own tire.
Yeah. I'm a man.
And people are honking as they went by?
Oh, yeah. It's like, walk by. Well, first of all.
Honk,
honk. They probably think, like, there's another person in the car who just has a tire midget. You know, just like, hey.
You're an accessory.
Yeah, like, oh, well, wow. That, like, Mini Cooper offers a lot. It's got, like, airbags. It's got anti-lock brakes. And it comes with your very own tire midget. Like, you know, your car
You have to stay
over.
In the trunk with the tire, though, probably.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
guessing that's how
I mean,
it works.
I mean, hopefully they poke some air holes in there for me. But, you know, for the most part.
Dave, the King of Mexico, was in here. And he's saying, I just call AAA. And I said, for
what?
A flat tire?
No.
It takes so much longer. And he said, oh, I'd just rather chow.
I
by that, I think
chow.
He means chill.
I would just rather do nothing. No, you got to change your tire. You got to be a man. And I don't care that
those
cars
are pretty
are
small.
By.
Those are pretty small wheels, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it back left or back right or front left, front right?
Back Back right.
Back right.
Yeah.
Back that way right. You're not out in the traffic.
Right. So all that people saw were my legs or my feet out from under the tire. Like I'm like the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz.
Awesome.
And like the house landing on me. Just little tiny Nikes. Just little Nikes. Just going out there like that car fell on a baby. Somebody lift up that car.
No, they were just honking.
Good work with the baby. Nice tire job. Midget. That's a good accessory. I have a Benz that doesn't have a tire midget. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, hashtag tire midget.
I need a tire midget. I need one of those. That's for sure. Brad is here because he's going to be at the Brea Improv. He's got six shows this weekend.
Six!
Thursday at 8, Friday at 8 and 10, Saturday at 7 and 9, and Sunday at 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one of these shows? Got to pick one. Let's be honest. Which one's going to be the worst and which one's going to be the best?
The worst will be the Friday early show.
Friday early.
Because that's the one my mom's coming to.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom, you're going to love this. Well, because I'm from Fullerton, California. So when I do the Brea Improv, it's always friends, family. My mom is renting a party bus. Go, Kevin.
don't you know I'm going to go see my son, Brad,
on
party bus.
Your mom is renting a party bus.
She's doing a party bus, and there's going to be like 30 in... But see, this is your nightmare. Good thing, party bus.
Right.
Bad thing, 30-plus, 65, 68-year-old women on the party bus.
What are they doing on a party bus?
They're slamming martinis, bro.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So your mom and 30 of her friends are coming. No, they're not. No one is. They're coming to your show. Change it? You change it up a little?
I do a signal at the end when I start going into my sex jokes for my mom.
Is that true?
Yeah. And then she... And
is
then
it
she,
verbal or is it...
No.
You just grab your junk or what?
Yeah, just like, hey, look at these. and then she gets up and she leaves because she doesn't want to hear the sex jokes.
I love it.
So yeah, but then the last time I was at Brea Improv,
I would start telling a sex joke right at the very beginning just to see what she does. Like, how dedicated is she to not hearing this?
Let me tell you what happened to me last night. What's happening? The last time I did it though, I did the signal, and this I think this was at Brea Improv, and then she got up, and then someone like yelled out. Like, that's Brad's mom! And then, like everyone was looking at her like, oh, hey, she's leaving because of the sex jokes.
Oh, so they all knew it.
Oh, yeah.
What's the signal?
Oh, it's something simple. I just grab my ear.
Grab your ear?
Yeah, I just grab my ear, and mom knows. Okay.
What if mom's been boozing too much, and she's just talking and laughing?
Well,
mom, grabbing my ear.
Grabbing the ear. Leave. Leave. You're not going to like this. This is going to haunt your dreams. But then the show everyone should see is either Thursday night or Sunday night. Come out to those.
Thursday night at 8, Sunday night at 7.
Yeah.
Tickets are only $17. It's a smaller price.
Darn right.
Because
smaller comedian. Hello. Hello. Brad knows how to make the deals. Hello.
Follow him on the at Funny Brad. Brad Williams is here, and we will take a break and come right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Brad Williams is here. You can follow him on Twitter at Funny Brad. You can also listen to his podcast about last night. It's available on iTunes or fakemustache.com. You're going to be on the Jay Moore Show today.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Jay More sports right after this.
Talking about his Brea Improv shows. Thursday, Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows. Sunday. You're recording one of them, did I hear?
We're kind of recording one of them just to kind of as a promo thing on the Friday show. We're going to do that.
And kind then, of recording one.
It's not
does that
the
mean
special.
Like every other word?
Yeah. Just like, yeah, we're like doing stop motion animation the whole time.
Right.
And then, for the Sunday show, I will say this. Miss December Lux will be there. And
yes.
She's going to be taking pictures with K-Rock people after the show.
All right.
So Lux is going to hang out. Because, you know.
Now, mom's not going to be there when Lux is there, is she?
No, mom's not going to be there.
Party bus not on Sunday night.
No, there's going to be no geriatric party bus on Sunday. Geriatric party bus is for Friday early show.
So if you want to, if you want to see my mom's faces as she reacts to my dirty jokes, then yes, come to the Friday early show. If you want to take pictures with Lux, come to the Sunday show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's probably a better choice.
Probably a better choice. And
if I could be so bold.
I'm just going to say, enjoy me on the Kevin and Bean show right now because I probably only have two, maybe three appearances left before we go to Brazil and I die.
Well, I mean,
so that's not
going to
happen.
That's certainly a possibility. We decided that we were going to Brazil next year for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Me and Brad and his brother-in-law, a friend of mine who's also worked with our charity. And for some reason, my wife, A, knows that I'm in trouble because when I travel by myself, bad things happen. Because
then you have Brazil party bus.
Right. And then B, she is not comforted by the by the appearance of Funny Brad.
I don't see that as helping.
With me really, in Brazil.
In the good decision-making department.
No, because when you're out and you think like, all right, it's time to go in, it's too late, it's time to go to bed. Then in Brazil, you have some girl shaking her butt going, but there's a tiny man over there. Let's continue this.
Yeah.
And it's always a party enhancer. You know,
that's true.
So whatever party you think is good, just add midget to that. We're like the Mio of parties. Like Mio, you put that in water,
yes,
and now it's good all of a sudden.
Right.
Midgets are like Mio.
That's you.
Yeah, you just drop us into a party and now it's better. But
now we did have a conversation. I did have a conversation with your brother-in-law about what if we run into trouble. Now, what is it like for you, honestly, what is it like for you when you travel overseas or someplace that no habla?
Well, no habla?
Right.
I've been to some places. When I did a USO tour and went to the Middle East, the locals there thought I was a demon.
Really awesome. Did you run around trying to scare him?
Absolutely.
That's the best.
Yeah, this guy, it was in Bahrain, and he saw me, and he's like in the middle of a market, just goes, oh my God, it's a demon. Get away from me, you little demon. And I just start hauling after him. Just
did you hop his leg?
Oh, absolutely. He thought it was contagious. He's like, now I'm going to be like him.
So we decided if we get into any trouble, we don't have to beat everybody. We just have to run faster than Brad.
Hey,
and then that, and then boom,
brilliant plan.
We're set.
Yeah, it's like when you're swimming with sharks, you just have to have a knife and like stick your friend, and then like you swim faster than him.
And you don't even have to swim. You could just do the backstroke.
Yeah,
it's simple.
In America, no one beats me up because if you beat up a midget, it's a hate crime.
Right.
Awesome. But not in Brazil.
In Brazil.
In Brazil, it's like piñata, even though that's totally not the right culture.
No, it
isn't. I'm so racist.
They speak Portuguese, I believe, and my Portuguese is a little rusty, I have to be honest.
It's rusty?
It's rusty.
Is okay. It any better than your English?
No.
How do you say paribas in Portuguese?
Oh, I'll learn that word before I go.
But the crazy part about this trip, other than us just going to the World Cup and doing all that, is my brother-in-law, obviously married to my sister. My sister just got pregnant, and she's going to give birth in February. So he's like, all right, peace out. You got the, like, so three-month-old.
February.
And yeah.
He said, we're going in June.
Yeah, we're going in June.
When he first told me that your sister was pregnant, I said, not during June. And he said, no, she's delivering in February. And somehow, to me, that was fine.
Yeah.
But now you bring up the point.
Yeah.
He's going to have a three-month-old.
Yeah.
And your poor sister's going to be by herself.
Right.
And we're all going to die.
Never coming home.
There's no
ever.
Way we're coming back.
She's
to
a
Brazil.
Widow.
Exactly. Well, that's...
Somebody tweeted that you and I were going to be in the international sex trade after this trip. That we're going to be passed around the world as favors.
Oh, someone hire Liam Neeson. Save us.
Let me tell you, I don't have money. But you have my midget.
I like it. And I have a very specific set of skills.
The craziest part about my sister.
How is he getting, what's your sister like that he's able to say, okay, we have a three-month-old, I'm going to Brazil with my with your midget brother. How does that work?
I guess my sister's just cool. I guess my sister just says, all right, whatever. But it's weird because when she told the family that she's pregnant, like now all like the attention was first on her, like, oh, congratulations, that's great. But then it all went to me, like, Brad, you know, when are you going to have kids? You should have kids. When are you going to have kids? I don't want kids.
Yeah.
People want like me to, like, if you have kids, trying to have kids, good for you. It's awesome.
It's not for everybody, though.
Not for me.
I agree.
Because if I have a kid, there's a 75% chance that kid's going to be tall, and I don't want anything that by age three can kill me.
Right. Really? It's a 75%
chance? 75% chance. How do you discipline that kid? You're in timeout. You're in timeout, Dad. I don't want to do that.
You could do nothing to that kid.
I can do nothing.
Wow.
And besides, you have to spend more money. You got to lose sleep. You gotta do things to your house. Like, you gotta.
What if you were to get together with Shakira or somebody small? Then there's still a 75% chance of height?
Shakira, do you have any comment? Thank you, Shakira. if it's small, if I have a kid with a dwarf, then it's like a 50-50 shot.
Really?
Yeah,
so if you
like
have a kid with
dice.
A dwarf, there's still a 50% chance it's going to be tall.
Yes.
What in what world is that?
I've seen pictures of families with mother and dad are both dwarf, and all the kids
are huge, tall.
Yes, it's very interesting.
They gave birth to a workforce in that situation.
Yeah.
But then the kid's happy, you know. By age three, he can wear your business suit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty cool.
That's true. Age five, he's out of it already.
That's all right. You don't need to. There's enough Brad Williams in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't mind my saying.
Is okay. The thought just scares me having to like adjust everything and change my house and like put up things like baby gates
that you can't get through.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
F baby gates. I'm 4'4". Like, oh, the baby gate stops the baby from going into the room. Yeah, it also keeps me out of the room.
Everything you do for the kid will backfire on you.
I have been C blocked by a baby gate before.
Oh, that's rough.
She just stepped over it because the girl was tall. She just stepped over me while I'm on the other side like a Mexican at the border. ¿Qué pasó?
No, she just get a running start and just run that right down?
I tell you, the best thing for me as a little person to see is if I get a girl back to her place and she has one of those small dogs like a dachshund and she has the stairs like going up to the bed.
Right.
That
sure.
is sweet.
Because then you can just get up right on the
bed. Oh, I just act like Super Mario Brother. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I just get on, man. That's good.
Brad Williams is going to be at the Brea Improv. He's got six shows this weekend starting Thursday night, two on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. Tickets are only $17. They're available at BreaImprov.com. And
right.
You can follow him on Twitter at Funny Brad. I suggest you do that. He puts a lot of pictures up of him with Playmates.
Yes, I do.
It's a big thing. And About Last Night is the name of the podcast, available on iTunes or fakemustache.com. Brad, always welcome on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you very much. Let's go die in Brazil.
That's what I'm saying. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have Seth Green from the new TV show Dads. We have Taylor Williamson, a comedian from America's Got Talent, and more. But first, let's talk about Miss America.
Oh.
Miss America is the first winner of Indian descent.
Yes.
And there are a lot of children on Twitter that are really giving her a hard time.
Just a-holes.
She's Miss New York. Her name is Nina Davaluri. And she became Miss America, and people started tweeting immediately, like, how the F does a foreigner win Miss America? Well, she's American.
Nice assumption.
It's not Miss Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just stupidity of the highest nature. And she's had to deal with this. She's had press conferences where she gets asked questions about this. And it's just absurd.
It's really taking away from her experience, I'm sure.
I would guess so,
yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
So we decided that we needed some more information. Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, has lined up the Coalition for Miss America. The Coalition for Miss America for Americans.
Oh, okay.
And their spokesperson, Cletus Magoot. Hey, Cletus.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm just picking and grinning.
Cletus, what's your group? Tell us about your group.
Hold on a second. I'm almost done.
All right.
Whee-ha! All right. That's good.
All right.
My group is called Coalition for Miss America for Americans.
Right.
How about an American Miss America? That's a novel idea. Turn it.
Now, has anyone given you the information that this girl is American?
Okay, sure. Whatever you need to say. Let me do you a little favor. Get yourself a picture of Miss Kansas, okay? You put her right up next there to Miss New York, and then, boom, you see American. That's what you'll see.
No, but see, that's where you're wrong.
Miss India competition, my friend.
Cletus, America.
We're not gonna circle the wagons, get our tomahawks out with the Indians, okay?
It's not even that kind of Indian. Come on, what's wrong with you?
You need to be schooled.
Okay.
You need to learn a lesson or two. Watch a John Wayne movie or two. Learn something about engines.
This is not cowboys and engines.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
From India descent.
First of all, it's bad enough that the president ain't even American no more, okay?
Oh, don't get started.
But now,
that.
Miss America? The greatest institution our nation has to offer is now Miss Al-Qaeda? I don't think so.
Again,
that's my America.
What are you basing Miss Al-Qaeda on?
Listen, okay? I'm not racist.
I would say you are.
But there isn't much room for dark-skinned people in America.
Well,
okay,
that's
about that?
That's straight-up racist, Cletus.
No, I'm not racist.
No,
don't
you're,
get me wrong.
That's 100% racist.
Hey, you listen to me, okay? It's Miss America, not
right.
Adam and Steve, okay?
No, that's, I think you're getting
those confused.
Well, you have a gun?
Sure, I do. Hell yeah, I got a gun. How am I going to protect myself against the foreign Miss Americas?
What does she think she's gonna come
what are you
get
talking
you?
About?
First, they take our beauty pageants. Next, they take our freedom.
So you think Miss New York winning Miss America is somehow going to mean less freedom for you, Cletus?
Let me do a little math for you, okay?
All right.
First of all, Miss America.
Right.
Okay? Now she's not American
no
more.
She is American.
She comes from New York City.
Right.
And the pageant was held 4 days after 9/11.
That was another tweet.
That's right.
9/11 was 4 days ago.
How quickly we forget, okay?
And now this. No one forgot.
4 days. 4 days after 9/11. 9 and 11, that's 17. And 4, that's 20.
9/11 is not 17.
All right. I got to do some more ciphering. But 20.
Glad you caught
right.
that.
20. Me too. I'm glad you caught it too. Me. 20. 20. 20.
Right. 20. You 20. Keep saying that. What does that mean?
2020, my friend. Vision. Okay?
Hindsight.
Hindsight.
I see what you're saying.
Bingo.
But it doesn't relate to.
Shotgun!
It doesn't relate to this situation, though. As she was Miss New York and is an American, it's perfectly fine for her to be Miss America.
First of all, how do you figure she's American? Have you seen the woman?
Yes. You know there are people of all different races that live in America, right? That are American.
That were born here.
Listen, no, ma'am. Don't tell me about America. I'm American.
So is she.
No, you're confusing the situation.
I'm not confusing anything. You're both Americans.
First of all. Second of all.
Okay, what?
Third of all.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What happened to first and second?
Nina. Is her first name.
Correct.
What kind of name is Nina?
It's just a
name. It's just a name. It doesn't mean anything.
You barely even pronounce it.
What are you talking about? Nina's very easy.
And Nina Pinta Santa Maria. Okay? Those are the four ships that Columbus brought to the New World with foreigners on them.
I think there were just three.
Listen to me, woman.
You don't do math well,
Nina,
do you?
Nina Pinta Santa Maria.
Santa Maria's
okay?
One.
Four yeah. ships.
No.
Okay, listen.
They done brought foreigners to America, and that was the beginning of the problem for America when all those foreigners showed up.
I think maybe you're more of a problem for America than they are.
And second of all, wait.
How are we only at second of all? You were at fourth a second ago.
I think your ancestors came over on those ships.
And hell no, they didn't. I'm American. I'm no foreigner.
What are you talking about?
How did I get here? Got here from my mama. How'd you get here?
But so did Nina.
From some egg?
Nina got here from her mama as well. Miss America did.
Okay.
Confused.
Fifth of all. Yes.
All right. Fifth of all what? I don't know.
Oh, Barack Obama?
What?
Right? Are you with me?
No, you didn't even say anything.
USA!
All right, Cletus. Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 7:53. Seth Green is here, and Peter Riegert is here from the new TV show Dads, which debuts tonight. We'll talk to them next. Right now, Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat.
Peter Riegert, what a great actor.
Yeah.
He's been doing it forever. Animal House. Local hero. And most recently, Good Wives. He's one of the judges on Good Wife. Just a great actor.
He's an annoying dad, I'll tell you that in this show.
He is not a good dad. He's not the dad I would choose.
Nope.
No. Speaking of bad parenting, Kris Jenner's in the news. She, of course, the pimp for the Kardashian family. This is just tragically sad. I have nothing but disdain for her, but sometimes, every once in a while, I'll just get such a pang of sadness for her. I just look at her and say, that's just tragic.
I don't really have that. I just despise her.
Well, her 17-year-old daughter, Kendall Jenner, she's an aspiring model. She just released this week some stunning shots of her in the Agua Bendita swimwear line. So it's her dressed up in bikinis and stuff, and they just released the photos, and she looks great. I mean, she's a pretty girl, and she's 17, and she's modeling. And it got a lot of attention, and I'm not kidding you, the next day, Kris Jenner released a bikini photo of herself on her Instagram page.
What is wrong with her?
Isn't that tragic?
Too much attention going a different way?
Yes.
No.
It's as if she's waving her arms saying, please look at me, look at me. Hey, I'm 57 and I need to be validated.
Wow.
Yeah. She released a picture of herself waist deep in the family pool on Sunday wearing her own blue bikini. It's a little tragic, right?
Yeah. You think
sad.
Just be happy for your daughter.
Your kid's getting attention. Let her have it. No, she has to compete with her own child.
No!
Who she already sold into white slavery with this bikini company, I'm sure. I'm sure she no longer has any rights to her. Anyway, just tragic. More examples of bad parenting. Have you been reading Jaden Smith's Twitter feed?
I have not.
It's magic.
Is it really?
He is 15 years old, of course, the son of Will and Jada. It's nuts. Here's one of his tweets. People used to ask me, what do you want to be when you get older? I would say, what a stupid question. The real question is, what am I right now?
Oh, boy.
You know what? That is an excellent question. What are you right now? School is the tool to brainwash the youth, he tweeted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth, he tweeted. No, they wouldn't.
This is actually incorrect.
Because their skulls are soft and they have no knowledge whatsoever. And then my favorite. If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
Well, that's true. Learning is for losers.
That's right. Book learning is for...
Aren't these kids going to a special school that their parents...
Yeah, I think they go to the New Village Leadership Academy.
Right, so...
Which is basically a free-range school for kids where they just put feet out there on the ground and they just peck around and run around the yard. It's...
Wow. How old is he?
He's 15.
15.
Yeah. I'm glad he's shining on any sort of education. I'm glad that's not an option for him. It helps when your parents are billionaires, I guess. You can just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
But
he's right, though. If everybody dropped out of school, everybody would be smarter.
This whole planet.
That makes sense.
The world would be a much more intelligent society.
That's science.
Yeah. Will you stop it with that?
You know, it'd be better if we all still lived in caves and we were scared of fire.
Right.
And we thought the sun was a monster that flew across the sky every morning.
We'd all be better off.
Yeah. Or if we still prayed to Apollo and Zeus. Madness. And this is a true story, scary story. They're filming Expendables 3, you know?
Yeah.
Jason Statham almost died.
Really?
Yeah. He was filming a stunt where he was driving in a truck. It was supposed to stop on the edge of a cliff. Oh. Well, the truck didn't stop. Went over the edge into the Black Sea.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Everybody, as you can imagine, freaked out. They waited. They saw bubbles. They waited. They waited. And Statham swims to the top, and the truck is gone. So he was able to get himself out and
wow.
swim to the surface.
I like that everyone just waited and didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, how quickly can you get down there versus how quickly he's going to come up out of the water? And Jason Statham, he's a legitimate badass.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
He drives a truck over a cliff and lives to tell the tale. Word is they dried him off, changed his wardrobe, and they went back to shoot the scene all over again.
They didn't get it?
No.
That wasn't good enough for you camera people?
That wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to stop the truck. You have to serve the story, Kevin.
That's a pretty cool stunt, though.
That is a pretty cool stunt. I hope they use that at some point. Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor-director Paul Feig is 51 years old today. Kyle Chandler, actor, of course, from Friday Night Lights, is 48. Rapper Doug E. Fresh, 47 years old. Malik Yoba is 46. Vinny from Naughty by Nature, 43 years old. Keith Flint of Prodigy is 44. And director Baz Luhrmann, who gave us, of course, Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, most recently The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio, the film Australia. Great director. I really like his work. But he's his best work must be, I think, the advice he gave us many years ago.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future,
what would it be?
Sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists.
We played this a lot.
Or is the rest of my advice
as a hot
hit. No basis more reliable than my own meandering experience.
Regular rotation.
I will dispense this advice.
When?
Now.
Yeah.
Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth.
Yeah, okay, that's plenty.
Never mind.
That's plenty of that.
You will not understand the power and beauty of
plenty
your
plenty
youth.
Plenty of Baz Luhrmann right there.
Yeah. That is real.
That's not Baz himself. He's not reading that, but he did produce that record and had a big hit with it.
We played the hell out of it. Sunscreen. I know it sounds ridiculous if you're not familiar with it. It sounds like sunscreen. Craziness, but...
And boy, did we do parodies. Oh,
we did a lot of parodies.
That song. A lot of parodies.
Did that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We welcome to the studios of K-Rock Seth Green and Peter Riegert.
Woo!
Welcome, guys.
We made it, guys.
Thanks.
Tell us about Dads.
Dads is a TV show. It's a comedy on Fox that premieres tonight. Set your DVRs, gather your friends and family.
And by set your DVRs, you mean watch it live.
I mean watch it live. With your, get a block party together. Get your neighbors.
DVR. Good.
Make sure your Nielsen box is plugged in.
Good.
It's a really fun show where Peter and I play father and son, and Giovanni Ribisi and Martin Mull play father and son. Giovanni and I are lifelong friends who our dads were lifelong friends. And he and I started a successful company together, and now we work together and commiserate about how horrible it is that our fathers have moved in with us.
I've seen the first episode, and it's fascinating to consider how much your parents can embarrass you.
Yeah.
It's
just
a new
by
day.
Being themselves.
It's a new day, right?
Yeah. Parents, well, it actually reflects something that's going on in the culture. I mean, kids are moving in with their parents, parents with their kids. But our first responsibility is to make people laugh. I think that's where the fun is. But it's, yeah, you know, your parents, anybody who's in your space is going to screw with your head. So.
Yeah. But for some
Why
reason,
not a parent?
For
right?
some reason, especially parents yes. who are getting on and
they know you.
You're successful.
And they don't care anymore.
Right.
They've already done it.
Right.
They
oh
say
God,
what they
I'm,
want.
I'm in the getting on part. I've now entered. He's getting on.
Getting on.
Oh, it's downhill from here.
It's okay. I'll ride in the radio flyer with you.
Thank now, you. This is Seth MacFarlane?
It is Seth MacFarlane's EP in the show. It's created by Alec Sulkin and Wellesley Wild, the guys that wrote Ted. And MacFarlane's new movie, the Western movie,
mm-hmm.
they're really, really awesome. It's loosely autobiographical about their fathers who we have met, who are amazing. Nowhere near as broad as the comedy we're playing, but everything is based on a fact. Like if you saw something in this show, one of their dads either said it or did it.
Oh, no.
It's kind of insane.
Well, that makes it more interesting.
Wow. I know. It's really fascinating.
Also, you can't be – the real life is so much weirder than anything
true.
We
yeah,
can make up.
That's true. Although you, although this show is pretty out there, I mean, you and Martin Mull play really crazy men.
Not, you know, I see him as very well put together, clear-headed, with a vision for his child.
It's some pretty basic humanity, though. Like, Martin fancies himself a businessman. He's always taken consistent risks. He always thinks he understands the market better than anybody else. And,
right.
And Peter ran away from the country, left my character and my character's mother when I was five and fled to Europe to live the life of a poet vagabond.
And that didn't go so well?
No, it was great for me. It's my kid that got screwed up.
Yeah, we, right. we talk about it as actors. It's some of the greatest pathos to explore is just a corrupt relationship between a father and son.
Yeah,
and
I told Alec when I was trying to get the job, I said, I know this must have been hell for you as a kid, but this is the greatest gift you can give to an actor.
Well,
father leaves son. At
it's age so
five.
Much comedy. It's just endless comedy. But Peter's and my character are both very quick to discuss things and quick to temper, and we don't conceal anything suppress anything.
You
so we just deal with those problems right away.
You
which
don't
makes
suppress
it,
anything yeah. because you don't want him there, and you let him know that pretty quickly.
And I don't have any real deep like love for him, except my character's deep longing to make a connection with the father that is still alive. Like, you
right.
kind of can't help that as a son to want to have some kind of relationship with your father, even if you never knew them. It's
right.
it's just your
it's
human longing. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
another thing that rings true in the culture. There are a lot of broken families now.
Sure.
You know, when I was growing up, that was, if it were true, it was never discussed. It was buried. So the idea that kids miss out on one or both parents is not an exception.
It's sure. so common now.
But what is it about people in their 20s? You and Giovanni are both successful businessmen making video games. And what is it about parents that make you think the kids still have no idea what they're talking about because they're just your kids?
Because they're your kids.
That's
I think that's
just
exactly
the way
it
goes.
Is. You've had
yeah.
more life. You've lived longer. You've seen more. And you change their diapers. There's no way this idiot that
yeah.
fell down the stairs covered in his own poop is going to make better decisions about life than you.
And the flip is that kids can hear something from their parents and absolutely reject it. And then
yep.
somebody else will tell them the same exact thing. And
sure.
they're like, oh,
of course,
I bet that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, isn't it?
Screw those
I'm probably
jerks.
Getting this. Wrong, but somebody like Mark Twain says it's amazing how much smarter his parents got as he got older.
He got older,
yeah.
right.
So
let's just quote Mark
that.
Twain. Let's just say that was Mark Twain.
Yeah, maybe it was Bill Twain, but I think it was a Twain.
It's a brand new show called Dads. It is on Fox tonight at what
8
time?
O'clock.
8 o'clock.
7 Central.
Check that out.
The fact that I even know that is amazing.
We've done so many on-air ads at this point.
Yeah.
Seth Green, Peter Riegert are here. We'll take a quick break and come back on the Kevin and Bean.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Wow, we took a hard right.
Crazy Seth Green is in the studio. Peter Riegert is also
in the studio. All that's like actual fact. None of that's like, I think there's aliens. This is like, oh, these are the actual technological achievements that we've already
What was the bubble
conquered.
Thing you said?
Peter, are you sure you want to do a show with this guy?
Oh, yeah. Bubble
yeah,
colonies
I'm loving it. I'm
on
learning
Mars.
A whole new world that I didn't know existed.
Seth
the future.
Seth's going to go to space.
He's going to live in a bubble colony on Mars.
He's going to go to the ISS.
I won't colonize one of the other planets, but I would love to get on the International Space Station. As soon as they clear what I expect will be the SpaceX Dragon capsule for civilian flight, I'm going to get on it. Yeah.
I wish you could all see Seth's eyes. He's not in 1% kidding.
Nope.
No, I'm very serious.
He's been really... making contacts for the last few years.
I think
years
everybody
sure
knows that I'm a space enthusiast and that I really believe in the privatization of space flight. And that
of
I
course.
Think it's one of the best things that we've done to move our species forward.
Okay.
I'm so glad Sorry. You said species.
You thought that was going to go south?
Yeah. Some other EC's.
Watch Dads tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox.
Now, yeah. You and Giovanni Ribisi, who's yeah. a great actor.
He is.
How long have you guys been friends?
He was one of the first people I met when I moved to L.A., and I was actually close with him and his family for the first several years that I was living here.
And you did Arsenio last night.
We did Arsenio together, yes.
How
you and Giovanni?
We did, yeah. Cool.
How weird was that?
Well, I love Arsenio, and
he's a cool guy. But
well, and growing up in Philadelphia as a kid that really wanted to move out to LA and you know dreamed of being successful as an actor, Arsenio represented sort of a transition from Johnny Carson into a much younger, more modern and current demographic
sure.
of music. He
much
you forget about all the different acts that were on Arsenio for the first time, from Mariah Carey to Chris Tucker. He's legendary. And so I've always thought that format was great for him. And I really thought the reason that his show suffered was because he became confused as to who he was trying to cater to and stopped really being himself, which is what everyone loved in the first place. But
that's easy to do. It's
very easy to do.
Yeah.
You get pressure from all different places and people are telling you have to be more of this and more of that. And, you know, he's just a very bright, shining light that everyone enjoys being around.
He's also, though, sort of a time and place.
Not necessarily.
It seemed like.
I don't know. I mean, I think that he was very popular at a time and a place, but I think his charisma and his he's very compelling and appealing. I think people will still find him that way even now.
And was it fun to do the show?
It was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Giovanni and I haven't done a lot of press together, so it was interesting just how our energy affects each other in that situation. But we had a really good time. It was cool to see Arsenio.
Now let's talk about Martin Mull, the guy that plays his dad on the show.
Yeah.
He's a classic.
Yeah,
actor as well.
We all try not to bug out at how awesome Martin is and how much we all know about him and how deeply we've loved him for so long.
You have to ignore
completely
the
different about me.
No, how dare you?
Peter and I get. He knows how deeply I love him.
No,
I've
no,
already
no,
like floated
great.
His boat quite a bit.
Brenda Song is also on the show.
Yes,
tell me about her because I remember when I have kids and I used to watch her on
Sweet Life.
Zach and Cody.
She was on Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
She was on Hannah Montana. Brenda's like the cute Asian girl, the cute little Asian girl that was on all the Disney shows.
But I'm sort of afraid to like her now because of where I met her, which
As
is when
child.
She was young. Yeah.
She's 25. She's really attractive. She's
I agree.
Very smart and funny. I think people are going to like her on the show. So I guess don't be scared.
Don't be scared. That's a good,
It's a weird sensation to have seen her when she's younger because then you don't think of her necessarily
yeah,
as a 25-year-old.
Yeah, because you're a borderline creepy parent
Correct.
Who's been staring at his
right.
child's right. high school friends right. when they go to the pool. Now, you kids make sure you've got a towel
Maybe.
And sunscreen.
That's it.
Does anybody need any refreshments?
Maybe that's it.
What about you, Kimmy?
Now, how are you going to work this into your schedule, Seth? You've got craziness going on.
Yeah. It's you know I don't sleep a
we
lot.
We just hold him
I
up.
I just don't
you
sleep
just hold
a lot.
Him up.
Yeah, we've got a stand where he can lean against.
Yeah.
Do you remember that dolly that Hannibal Lecter got rolled out?
Oh
on?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You strap me to that.
They just green screen
it out. Yeah. Then they CG a mouth on that has lip assignment with all my dialogue.
Now, when does the last season of Robot Chicken come out on DVD? Is that October?
I think so. Six. I think season 6 is about to come out. our DC special is out on DVD now, and we're starting a second DC special now.
Season 6 will be available October 6th.
I'm glad you know those dates.
On Blu-ray and DVD. I didn't really, but I knew it was on my paperwork.
Jam-packed with special features and all kinds of content.
And when does Season 7 start?
Season 7 won't actually start till after the new year, but our Christmas special will be on before the end of the year. And I think the year starts with the DC special.
Now, are you guys still filming, Dad?
Peter, he makes me tired just telling me what he's doing.
I'm ready to go back to bed.
Like, I need a nap just after hearing him talk.
Yeah. No, we have 8 more to go. They signed us on for 12 more with the pilot. So I don't know how it works exactly. I'm guessing the middle to the end of October we'll know what more we got to do. But
fingers crossed we'll get a pickup and keep doing it. But it's really up to the audience and if anybody likes it. We're having a great time making this show. We really believe in it. These writers are hilarious. We feel like we're making culturally provocative statements at the same time that we're just making people laugh about their life and maybe the life they don't have to have.
Yeah, and the cast has so much experience.
How badly it would be if I
too.
Was in the position that your character's in.
I think that everybody is going to find something to relate to in this show, even if it's like the cringing fear that their life was actually like this.
And then there are other people who are going to take their lives because their life is actually like this.
Maybe. Or be able to use this to point to their father and say, see, they're
Why
making fun
you
of you
this?
On television.
And he'll say, I was just going to tell you that.
Move out.
It's a funny show. I've seen the pilot, and it's called Dads. It's on tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox, and it's Seth Green and Giovanna Ribisi and Peter Riegert and Martin Mull, and it looks like a very funny show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
See you guys.
Nice to be here.
It is Tuesday morning. We have Taylor Williamson on the phone with us now, and Taylor, of course, is one of the finalists for America's Got Talent. We had him in, what, two weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Taylor, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me again, you guys.
Absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like being on morning radio on the West Coast and the East Coast more because it's 3 hours. I can sleep for 3 more hours.
Yeah, it's a lot later there. It's easier to get guests when we're in New York as well, just because we don't have to talk people into coming in before, you know, dawn.
go ahead.
Tell us about America's Got Talent. You have two more nights, right? It's tonight and tomorrow night?
This is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me times like a million. I mean, I don't know what that means. I'm going crazy. Like, you saw me a couple weeks ago. I was going crazy then. Yep. I did one performance. This is the finals. There's two performances tonight.
Oh, you have to do two performances tonight?
Yeah, why do I have to do two performances tonight?
What's happening? You tell me.
Yeah.
I don't know. So one of the I don't know if I'm who cares. What are they going to do? If I talk about something I'm not supposed to talk about, are they going to kick me off the show? I mean, I'm going to lose anyways.
Why do you say you're going to lose anyways?
Everyone's so good. I should stop talking about how good everyone is.
Yeah, I don't think that's helping your cause necessarily.
Well, listen, like obviously I'm officially the most talented comedian in America.
Okay, there you go. Good. That's
officially.
That's science.
There's no. Steve Martin didn't make it this far, you know?
That's true. He never made it this far in America's Got Talent. Now, what other kind of acts are you up against?
Well, there's a singer. There's a country singer. There's a military hero country singer. How do you not vote for him? This is horrible.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You should lie and say you're in the military or something. Is it too late for that?
I think I could pass as like a Marine, right?
You might be a little too thin for a Marine.
Well, I'm like Captain America before he got the
That's
the juice.
True. That's true. So you could just call yourself Captain America when you come out tonight. Now,
I'm coming out. They've just approved. I'm coming out to Hulk Hogan's Real American theme song from 1990.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Now, tonight is the night that everybody can vote for you. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's the finale. It's the top six. It's a 2-hour show. Everyone has to perform twice. It's going to be crazy. I can honestly say, without any hyperbole, I'm doing the craziest thing I've ever done in my entire life on national television tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC.
And are you nervous? I mean, you must be thinking, I wish I could just do it now. I have to wait until whatever time.
I wish I got kicked off last week.
No, you don't.
This is crazy.
I mean, it would help you with nerves, but no, I'm sure you want to win.
I want to win. I want to do a great job, though. And I worked so hard to get this. It's so funny. 3 months ago, no one would return my phone calls. No one wanted to have me anywhere.
Right.
Now people want me too much.
Are you turning them down?
No, I mean my TV. I mean, now I have to do two TV appearances. And then tomorrow, the results show, I have another crazy thing happening that I can't talk about.
So you're really helpful.
Night.
So you have
I know
crazy
I'll tell you a secret
stuff.
Tonight.
Yes.
Here's the secret for tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Every performer has to do a reprise of a performance they've already done before.
Okay.
Reprise is it's a British word. I don't know what they're talking about. But so singers are going to sing a song they've already sung before.
So do you have to go out and tell all the jokes you've told before?
That's what I'm saying. You can't do that.
No,
that's not fair.
That's really not fair.
So I found a loophole.
Okay.
And it's going to be crazy. It's either going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened in the world, or it's going to be a crazy train wreck.
I love that.
Either way, we're good.
We're good with train wrecks just as much as we are great over-the-top performances.
It's going to be – I cannot stress enough how crazy it's going to be.
Now, do you have to run these ideas by a bunch of censors and stuff?
Well, yeah. So here's the conversation I had with NBC. The NBC standards and practices and legal department and executives.
Right.
There's different layers. There's the things that you can't say on TV. There's the things that they don't want you to say on TV.
Right.
And then there's the things that the people in charge will refuse to let you say, even though you're allowed to, and other people, you know.
Right.
So I had this. So I said, listen, I can't just go out there and repeat my jokes. Here's a compromise. Let me do this. And they're like, no way. This is horrible. We're not going to let you do that. You're crazy. That's ridiculous. Then I said, please, you guys, please. This is the most special thing ever. The finale. I want to go out huge and big. This would be amazing. Please. I fought like crazy. I acted it out for them.
Right.
And then they said yes. And I was like, oh, no.
What? Wait, you changed their minds?
I changed their mind. And then now I have to do it.
Awesome. You set yourself on fire?
I know, but there is maybe some things that people could. There's no one. If all goes well, no one will be set on fire. But
what if all doesn't go well?
If things don't go well, there could be people on fire.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm hoping for that. I have my fingers crossed for that. I'll tell you though what, as somebody who's had to deal with a lot of lawyers and a lot of people above us and everybody has an opinion, you don't ever change their mind. I don't know how you possibly did that. Usually
I don't know
when they say no, there's no upside for them to say yes, so they just say no to say no, and then they cover their asses. And then,
well, that's what happened. They don't say no to say no. What happened to me in the quarterfinals, I think that's right before I saw you, is I had a joke where I wanted to say condom, and they approved it. And then, like, 4 hours, they approved it 3 weeks before the show. 4 hours before the show, they say, you can't say condoms, you have to say prophylactic.
And that's a lot easier to say.
And no one knows what it means.
Right.
And,
there's that.
And it means multiple filthy things. It doesn't just mean condom. It means other filthy things, too.
And it's not as funny as condom.
And it's not funny.
Right.
That's the end of the story. It's not funny.
Right.
And then so the joke didn't go over how it would have. And then I found out a couple weeks ago that if I had fought like crazy, they would have let me say it.
That's nuts.
So now you know.
They're actually giving in. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, tell
now that I know the show's not rigged. Before I didn't know. I thought the show. All the contestants are like they're gonna make that guy win and then that guy win. So we have to be. They want to fight with the producers because I wanted them to keep me on the show. But then I find out that the show's not rigged and the votes really matter and I really need everyone to vote for me. Please.
Wait, all of the contestants thought that this was completely rigged, like there's nothing you could do to make it happen.
I have several contestants and I all thought that, I mean, you know, like, it's like how it's really convenient that like how one comedian got, there's two comedians on the show that one of us gets through, and there's two opera people on the show that one of us gets through.
Right.
And, like, it was all too good to be true, but then I talked to enough people in charge, like, you know, like, all right, just tell me. I could pull people aside, you know, they're all British people and really charming and stuff, and, like, I'm like, all right, that has nothing to do with anything, the big British
people. I was just going to say, I don't understand the tie-in, but all right.
you know those British people.
Sure.
You talk to them. Anyways, I try to get them to admit stuff, but they're like, no, it's FCC regulated. It's like quiz show. Howard Stern was talking the other day on the show saying, you really think I go to jail for a white-collar crime for a stupid reality show?
That's a good point. People don't think that through.
I didn't either.
So tonight you're going to be doing two performances, and do you already have the number that people can vote for you or no?
No, they don't give out the phone number, but I'll be posting it on my Twitter account.
Okay.
Hey, if you don't want to, say you don't want to watch.
And that's at Taylor Comedy, T-A-Y-L-O-R Comedy.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, if you follow that before 11 o'clock, at 11 p.m. L.A. time is when voting starts. So there'll be a phone number that you can call 10 times per cell phone, and then you can vote via nbc.com/AGT 10 times per email address and Facebook, and then once on Twitter, hashtag vote AGT Taylor Williamson. And again, I'll post all that on my Twitter account tonight. And but you know what? I'm not even kidding. Like, I can make jokes about being on a reality show. It's unfortunately going to be an amazing show. Every person, pretty much, is really good.
Yeah, but so here's I have two thoughts for you. One is, you don't need to win this competition as much as you want to. You don't need to win. You've convinced people you're funny, and I'm guessing that you'll work as a stand-up comedian for a long time. But having having said that, you'd like to win, and you'd like people to vote for you, and you were starting to say whether you want to watch it or not is irrelevant. Just vote.
You know, it's interesting because, like, honestly, like we talked about this before, like being – I'm getting to do – I get to do – I got to be on Artie Lang's show again last night. I get to be on Kevin and Bean's show. I get to do all these things that are dreams for comedians. I get to – I got to headline the Hollywood Improv. I'm going to do all these things that are – all these Howard Stern things. Howie Mandel, like, I'm bragging now. But like,
you are bragging, but that's all right.
But you're right. Like, I already am living my dream. But you know what? I'm in the finals. I might as well win at this point.
Yeah, let's go for the win. Let's go ahead and go for the win. So there's one episode tonight. It's at 9 p.m. on NBC. Josh Groban is on. Luke Bryan is going to be a special guest star. Iconopop.
So that's the thing. Tonight is the performances for only the contestants. So we each do a repeat of a performance we've already done.
Oh, I see.
Where mine will be insane, and then we do our brand new performance. And then tomorrow night for the results show where everyone cries and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to cry? Have you signed a thing saying you have to cry?
They almost got me to cry once for real with one of these cameras. And then then they changed the subject, and I told them, you almost got me crying, and the guy was really upset because they get like bonus points for getting us to cry.
Bonus points for crying. You but get extra tear night. Points. And then tomorrow what? Tomorrow is the Josh Groban, Luke Bryan Iconopop?
So tomorrow night, the contestants are paired up with famous people to do performances, and mine is going to be crazy. I keep using – it's honestly – I'm so glad I got to the finals because I get to do the two craziest things I've ever done in my entire life tonight and tomorrow.
Well, good. And, listen, we've had you on the show. We love you. I certainly hope that you win. I know either way you're going to be a very funny comedian. Tonight – on NBC at 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow night is the big reveal where you do cry because you won.
You're nice. They said that the producer said, or the PA person was like, said, emailed me saying, is immediate family coming to the show? And I didn't want to know why, so I didn't answer the question.
Right.
And then she asked me again a few hours later, saying, did you see my question about immediate family? I said, yes, I was ignoring you. And they said, oh, I said, why? They said, well, we want to sit your mom's in the front row, and if you win, we want her to come on stage with you. That's the last thing I want.
Really?
She's the reason I'm a comedian. I have crazy parents. I had horrible parents that made me a comedian, and now it's going to be full circle that they get full credit for
this? She doesn't get credit for that. You made it in spite.
I know, in spite of her.
That's funny.
It cancels out my spite if I have to like hold her hand in the air and say thank you for my mom for all the lack of attention and validation.
And they want it to be such a touching moment between you and your mom.
No, I love my mom.
All right.
But thank you. Hey, listen, I'm going to be on this show for the rest of the show, right?
No, we actually have to go, Taylor, but thank you for your time, and I will vote for you tonight. I have voted for nobody on America's Got Talent ever.
But you'll do it tonight.
I will vote for you tonight, and I'm excited about your opportunity. Again, the Twitter is at Taylor Comedy, T-A-Y-L-O-R Comedy, and check it out. And if you don't want to check it out, vote for Taylor anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's the best. Yeah, Taylor.
For real, thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome, Taylor. Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, if you don't want to watch the show, just go to my Twitter at 11 o'clock at Taylor Comedy and vote for me. And then and then go and have some ice cream.
Right.
Okay, we'll do
that. And don't think about the fact that a guy set himself on fire and you're not willing to watch.
Don't let the magician win, please.
Thank you. Hey, Lisa, it's world-famous K-Rock at 8:56. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What do you got, Ralph?
Before I get to showbiz news, how about some tickets to see Jane's Addiction? This show's going to be amazing. Special guest, Portugal the Man. It's all happening October the 24th at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. But maybe you're saying to me, Ralph, I'm busy Friday at 11 a.m. That's when I get my rub and tug.
That's a standing appointment?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, you know, you got to bleed the brake lines every once in a while just to keep yourself going into the weekend.
Sure.
So let me help you out then, my friends, right now. 1-800-520-1067. First three callers who get through with that phone number will receive a pair of tickets to see Jane's Addiction along with Portugal the Man at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino this October the 24th.
Yeah!
Oh, you're welcome, kids.
Kids love it.
Kids, it's my pleasure. Speaking of the kids, this morning, Britney Spears confirmed the rumors that she will indeed be sitting down in Las Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, doing one of those residencies where she performs solely at that location for the next 2 years. She'll be getting just a hair over $300,000 per show, 48 shows a year on a two-year contract. If you do the math, that makes her about $15 million a year, $30 million for 2 years' work.
That ain't bad.
That's work, bitch.
Well played.
It's the name of her new song.
Well played.
Do we have a little of that? Can we play a little taste of Work, Bitch, Britney Spears'
new
song?
We sure do, as soon as Beer Mugs can find it. Heard enough? Heard enough?
Oh, I had to get that last rhyme in.
Heard enough?
Bring it on. Champion, your profession.
Those are some BS rhymes.
I can't wait to buy some tickets for that show in Vegas. So do the thing where everything rhymes with on. Hey, speaking of Vegas, maybe you love Britney Spears so much you want to go move there for the next 2 years so you can see her all the time.
That seems extreme.
Okay, but play along with me. Okay. It works for my next story.
Yes, Ralph, I would like that.
Well, there's a property available to you. Wayne Newton.
Doesn't he have like one of those giant ranches or something?
Wayne Newton, a legendary Las Vegas performer. The what would they call him? The midnight idol, the matinee at midnight.
I have no idea.
King of the Midnight Sun. What do they call him?
I don't think it's King of the Midnight Sun.
I think it is. He has a legendary estate there in Vegas called Casa de Shenandoah.
Okay.
Shenandoah, where he used to raise his horses. He had Arabian horses there, and quite a facility. Here's what you get. If you buy Wayne Newton's joint, which just went up, it got listed this week. Very hot property in beautiful Las Vegas.
I rented Wayne Newton's joint, and it was not enjoyable.
You get a jumbo jet terminal.
A jumbo jet terminal?
Yes. Where are you going to park your jumbo jet if you don't have a jumbo jet terminal there on your property? You don't fly a private plane to your mansion. You fly a jumbo jet to your mansion.
What?
They have capacity for a jumbo jet to land there at Casa de Shenandoah. You get a zoo. Keep in mind,
God.
Animals not included. Okay, but you do get the zoo. You got to fill it up yourself.
So just a bunch of cages, empty cages.
I would just fill it with strippers. I would just have nothing but just naked strippers in the cages.
Yep.
And I just feed them blow and champagne every morning. I go around and do my feedings with a big wheelbarrow full of blow and just one of those giant hamster bottles, turn upside down with champagne in it, and they just go. And they would just lick at it.
Yep.
And then they'd lick at the champagne.
Right, right, sure.
37 stables for your horses.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Well, you got a few horses. Where are you going to put them? In your 37 stables. Of course, the usual, the tennis court, the pool, the 36 acres of just ground to spread out on.
Just 36 acres.
That's all.
Huh.
All for the low, low price of?
$100,000?
Yes, Kevin. $100,000. Real estate prices in Vegas are so depressed.
Really shut down.
That's all yours for the low price of $100,000.
How much?
$70 million.
That's crazy talk.
If you're spending $70 million on your house, how can you afford to fill the tank of your jumbo jet? That's what I want to know. You can't have both.
And feed the animals. Or strippers or whatever
strippers.
It is you used to have.
So anyway, get your bids in because I bet there's going to be a bidding war.
$70 million.
I'm going to get it for cash. I'm just going to show up with a Louis Vuitton trunk full of hundreds. Say, hey, Wayne. Hey, Wayne. You're the king of the midnight sun, aren't you?
Like Breaking Bad, you could get one of those tubs filled with money.
That's right.
10 or 11 a tub.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Bobby Lee is 41 years old today. We've had Bobby on the show. Vocalist Keith Flint of Prodigy is 44 years old. Malik Yoba from Alphas. I still miss that show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Remember how it ended? Second season? They're all just laying there dead in the subway terminal.
Oh, right.
That was it.
That's no ending.
That's no ending.
Yeah.
46 years old today. Doug E. Fresh, 47 years old. Kyle Chandler turns 48. Paul Feig, the director and actor, is 51. And director Baz Luhrmann of Moulin Rouge and Great Gatsby fame, 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We welcome to the studio Tom Tran.
Hey.
Yes.
Jose Sardui.
Yay!
How do you say your name, Jose?
Right? You, Sardui.
Seriously.
Really? Yeah.
You're so good.
Sardui.
You're like a
Cubano guy. Close. And Tom Irwin.
Good morning.
Welcome. You guys are the GIs of comedy.
Woo! Yeah.
Now, two of you were formerly in the Army, and one of you still is in the Air Force. Is that right?
I am in the Air Force.
You're still in the Air Force.
Yes. He is our little short Cuban Tom Cruise.
Okay. How do you do who's that actually and do this?
I'm a reservist part-time.
I
had to pull some strings to go down. I go down and fly 6 days a month, teach people to fly, then I come back, tell jokes. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool. Bad life.
It's not bad.
It's really hard for his students to take him seriously, though, after they've seen his act.
Well, yeah. Like, sir, can I be in the show? No. Unless you screw up really bad, which they take me into Mexico sometimes. It's down in Texas.
Yeah.
And I'll start talking in Spanish. Be like, sir, what are you... Because we're in Mexico.
Excellent.
You're going to be used to it. Okay.
Now, you guys, tell me about the cause.
We are doing a show this Saturday at the Wadsworth Theater, which is over in West L.A. across the street from the Wilshire VA Hospital. And we're raising money for the Greater L.A. Fisher House, which is like a military Ronald McDonald House. They provide a free place to stay for military families who need to be near their troops while they're receiving treatment. And the Greater L.A. Fisher House has been there since 2008, and they've helped 3,000 families and saved over $3 million in lodging costs because there's never a fee to stay there. And sometimes these families have to be there a week. Sometimes they have to be there a year.
Wow.
And it's a little known. It's not one of those charities that everybody knows about. You know, they're the sexy military charities that everybody knows. But then we got charities like the Fisher House.
Don't think about that a lot. If somebody needs treatment and they're getting treatment, you kind of sometimes don't think about the extended family or the close family that would want to stay across the street or whatever. And they...
Yeah, and
don't have the money to do that.
Or you think they're getting treatment at home.
Yeah,
or near home, yeah.
Right, and one of the most important things for combat vets who are recovering from injuries or surgeries is to have family there. They need a purpose to really get better, because after you've come back from Iraq or Afghanistan and you've had, you know, your arm blown off, your leg blown off, you really don't have that mission in your head anymore of being a soldier, and you need something physically there to drive you and to have family close by. Literally, it's a 5-minute walk behind the VA hospital.
Wow.
So they've got 40-some-odd rooms, and it's a great place for families to go to help to be near their soldiers.
Which one of you was shot in the head?
Me.
You were.
I saw that video.
You seen that video?
Shot in the head.
Yeah. My fourth day in Iraq. My major was pissed.
Fourth?
We literally just got there.
You?
Yeah, he was pissed at me.
We like, just trained this kid.
Well, it would happen, and then we called
four
back.
4 days in.
Yeah.
Because I would think, you know, if you're going into a war zone, you'd be there for a long time, and hopefully you could avoid getting hurt before you go home. But 4 days in, I don't think anybody's expecting that.
Well, the colonel in my vehicle was a Vietnam vet, and he started having flashbacks. I'm Vietnamese, so.
Great.
No.
So he pulled a gun on you.
Right. I was like, don't speak your language. I know I look that way, but I'm in the same uniform. No, I drove into a firefight my fourth day in Iraq. I took a gunshot to the back of the head.
What did that feel like? Dumb question, but.
It felt like getting
did it hurt?
It felt like getting divorced, honest to God. Just like everything getting taken away from. No. It felt
it's
like
it cost a lot of money.
Honestly, it was like a wet wiffle ball bat. I remember.
A wet wiffle ball
bat?
Yeah,
just somebody hit me in the back of the head with that. I didn't realize I'd gotten shot until I picked up my boonie cap and there was an entrance hole and an exit hole. And I was like, this sucks.
This doesn't look good.
I should probably put this back on. But then I bandaged myself up. We finished the mission because I was talking. So everybody's like, the agent's fine.
He's fine.
We're good.
He can talk. And we drove back to the
hospital. Do they say the Asian is fine?
Yeah, yeah. That's how they referred to me. Because I was, everybody on my team was 6'2", white, blonde hair, blue eyes. They look like Captain America.
Right.
So I'm like 5'8", kind of brown. So they're like, hey, if you grow a beard, you could look like the rest of them and just walk around in a man dress. I was like, I'm Asian. It's going to take me 6 months to grow a beard. So, and I only speak enough Arabic to not get shot.
Now, Jose and the other Tom, you guys have to travel with this Tom.
Yes. And we have to watch him eat Mexican food and then try to be in a vehicle for 4 hours.
Oh, eight, that seems
yes,
bad.
Yes, Vietnamese people, not good insides.
Is that right?
We need to get them.
Yeah. We are what, I'm what's called lactose intolerant.
Okay.
And Mexican food, full of lactose.
So don't ride in a car with you, ever.
Yes, never. Just, no, yeah. Never. I make him circle the car 4 times before he gets
smart.
In.
Smart.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
you guys, have you done a tour? Do you travel the country?
2 years. We've been together for 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, we've been all over the United States. And, you know, Tom got shot in the head and we deal with all the, you know, all the fallout of his just crazy, you know, like... He's got these buttons that just you can just tell now we've been together long enough that I'm like, oh, my God, like just give him some space or just tell him, you know, like just
give him a pack
things.
Of cigarettes.
Like, what buttons?
Like we were at the airport in Atlanta and he couldn't get his little like the little handle of his suitcase to go in. And he was ready to just leave
the suitcase.
He was going to kill somebody. And I was like, dude,
he chucked it. And I slowly
wait, he threw
okay,
this.
I'll get it.
Yeah, I'll get it. Just walk away.
Here's
go have a smoke.
Cigarette.
Go have a smoke and just relax. So, you know, he's got
a little
these,
wired.
But it's a little bit, you know, he has these things. Like, he is, you know, he's extremely normal and extremely not normal all at the same time.
I want to hear about the extremely not normal. Don't sneak up behind me.
Yeah,
don't. Okay. I never want to do that.
That's a bad plan.
No one should sneak up behind any of you.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm okay. I'm Air Force.
You're good.
Okay.
He's Air Force.
I'll get a golf club out. Like, you, hey!
Yeah.
You want to play?
Yeah.
Just play through.
And the other two, you are Army, right?
Yeah. I'm Army, he's Army, and he's Air Force. And the funny thing is, Jose's we travel together, and we're basically just a band of comics now, but it's funny, we'll go places, and Jose's a major, so people will salute him. I'm like, oh my God, dude, did that guy just salute you? He's like, I am a major, Tom. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, we always forget that.
That is a little weird, I guess.
But we go to a lot of Army bases, and he doesn't understand, like, some of the traditions we have in the military, like, in the Army. Like, if we go to, say, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, which is home of the 82nd Airborne,
right.
We drive on post, they'll say, Airborne, which is your cue to respond with all the way. He doesn't know that. So we drove onto a base, and the kid sees his ID card, sees he's a major, salutes him, and he says, strength starts here, sir. And Jose doesn't know what to do, so he just goes, live long and prosper. I don't really know the correct response to this.
Is he a real major?
He is.
Yeah,
he is.
Lieutenant colonel here in a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
How long are you going to do that?
Till they tell me I got to get a desk job. And then I'll be like, okay, well, bye-bye.
Bye. It's been fun.
Yeah. Thanks.
If I can't fly a plane, I'm going to continue. How did you guys get together doing comedy? How did you get together of the three of you?
He had the idea a couple of years ago. He recruited us by seeing us perform and then finding out we were vets.
Where did he see you perform?
He saw me at Lovett's.
Oh, okay. The Lovett Theater?
Yeah.
The Long Beach Laugh Factory. And Tom and I, ironically, are both from Buffalo, but we didn't know each other when we lived there. So,
So it was your idea, Tom?
Yeah, it was my idea. I had kind of this concept when I retired from the Army. I was like, man, I still want to do something because I didn't leave because I wanted to. I left because, you know,
wet wiffle ball bat.
Right. Nice. Shot in the back of the head.
The wet wiffle ball bat.
I'll tell you what, not a lot of people want to play with you when you're called the bullet magnet for 12 months.
Yeah. I'm going to stay away from you. You go on about your business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to stay away.
I like how you wear a bullseye on your chest.
Yes. It's not my head, at least.
They just wanted to shoot him anywhere else.
But I had this idea, and then it kind of lingered in my brain for a while. Then I did a show for the Bob Hope USO benefit show where there were a bunch of vets. I saw Tom Irwin. He was really funny. Turned out he was a vet from my hometown. And then I saw Jose, and then I got together and I said, hey guys, we got to do this. I really want to do this tour of just veterans who are performing for our vets, because nobody really will identify better with these 19 and 20 year old kids who are kicking down doors like guys who've literally worn the boots.
And you're going to be there 7:30 Saturday night at the Wadsworth Theater.
Yep, show starts at 7. We've got a red carpet. The LA Film School is doing a red carpet. We've got a bunch of celebrities coming to shake hands and take photos with the veterans. We've invited guys down from Fort Irwin, from the Wounded Warrior Battalion, and like the reservists, National Guardsmen around LA. So it's going to be a packed house.
It's a great benefit. We will continue with that in a second on the Kevin and Bean.
All right, so can I do that or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
Way better than
be all that you can be.
I didn't know what that was. That's what
that?
Wow, you've been out of the Army a long time. That's a new Army recruiting song.
I didn't know that when I was in. Whatever.
He's still
these guys are like really great soldiers, and I I'm the non-Vietnamese Tom. I'm not the good soldier. I'm the one in all those movies that makes it bad for all the other people in basic training, and they have to, like, you know, while I eat a donut and everyone goes running. Like, I was that guy.
He was the reason I got really good at push-ups.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Because you had to keep doing them because of his screw-ups?
Yeah. Wow, that sucks.
He thought his name was Damn It Irwin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time they said his rank, that was what was followed. Damn it, Irwin.
Now, let's talk about Jose and life on the road for just a minute, if we can.
Okay. Let's do it.
Please. Yeah. Tom, you were telling me about Tom, too. Were telling me about...
White Tom.
White Tom. White Tom.
Big White Tom.
Not
White
shot
Tom.
In the head, Tom.
Yeah.
Telling me about Jose on the road. How does that work?
Well, Jose is... I mean, we're obviously on the radio, but ladies and men, if you're into this, he is a very, very handsome dude, and he flies planes. So, I mean... He needs no game at all, but he has amazing game, and you know,
I sing karaoke.
Yeah, he loves
it. You sing karaoke.
No. He does. He is a junkie. He is
near the USA. Yeah.
No, but he just, like, girls, like, I just, you know, I'm married, I have two kids, so watching Jose is like just like glaring into my past as far as like just like, you know, I just look at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jose. I was like, could you not meet a girl tonight? He's like, I don't think so.
I have to tell this story. All right. So we worked with a charity called the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. They raise college scholarship money for the children of special operators killed in combat. So we flew to Tampa to do a show to give them one of those big fake checks, right?
Right.
So the girl I was working with, her name's Alyssa Olson.
It was a real check. It was a big one.
It was a big one. Yeah.
So I'd never met this girl. Really nice. Turns out she's very pretty, very smart on the special operations community. So I'm like, oh, maybe she was an analyst. She worked on the teams. Jose immediately starts hitting on her. I'm like,
right. I was being friendly.
Yes, friendly.
That's what I call it.
I'm guessing that's just your fallback position is hitting on her.
So he starts hitting on her. I'm like, that's fine. I walk away. I come back. I'm like, hey, Alyssa, who am I giving this check to? And she says, that'll be my father, Eric. And in my head, it clicks. And I said, your father's Eric Olson? Admiral Eric Olson, commander of all U.S. Special Operations, SEAL Team 6, Battle of Mogadishu. His middle name is Thor.
Oh, God.
He's standing next to her and goes, that's me. And I've been out of the Army for 10 years. Right? I snap to attention. I'm like, sir.
Oh, my God.
He goes, relax, Sergeant. So I grab Jose, and I'm like, you're not going to touch this girl?
Right.
You're not going to look at her?
You tried to wave him off?
I
didn't even shake hands with her after that. I did the bow. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I was like, I will snuggle with you myself tonight. That keeps you away from this woman. I was like, I feel like her dad just killed somebody in the parking lot just because he could.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be fair.
And he's aware that she's hot, even though he's her dad.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, just to be fair, yes. I am open about, I don't want to get married, I don't want to have kids. I let them know up front, and they're still
good.
Do you want to sign my t-shirt? I'm like, all right.
I'll sign the inside.
The back or the front right here, right by the nipple. All right, there you go.
Well, that's quite a road trip. Now, how many shows do you guys do a year?
Last year we did
a million.
The back half of last year, from August to December, we did 20 shows in 16 states in like 5 months.
Wow!
And then I mean, we all have our individual careers. Jose in the Air Force. I'm a writer. Tom's got two kids. So
Tom's career.
You know what's so funny? I was so
Tom,
excited.
You seem like the slacker of the group. Well, I gotta be honest.
Well, I thank you for that. And I was thinking, speaking of not being a slacker, was that this? You know how you always hear guys on the radio like, oh man, I'm not used to getting up this early. I was like, I have two kids. I was like, when is that gosh darn show going to start? I was like, I'm up at like 4:30. I'm like waiting in the parking. I was here at like 8:05.
I'm like, where are you? In the parking lot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like 4:05.
Yeah. You're used to getting up early.
Well, I got out of the house. I am so happy.
Right. But no, I wouldn't say slacker. But as far as military career, not the most esteemed career. Like, you won't see a statue of me on any base. You know,
base?
No, when it came time for my reenlistment, I was so excited because it was finally my turn to have the chips. I was like, you know what? You guys are going to give me what I want now. Because you want to keep
out?
Me in?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even give me in a meeting. They're like, no, dummy, you go your way. We'll go our way. We'll forget this even happened. So, So
we got a lot. Jose and I got a lot out of the military. What did you get?
I didn't get much. I can't even.
Tom just said you both got a lot out of it.
Yeah. No, these two did.
Those two did.
What did you get in Fort Leonard Wood?
No.
Crabs.
Crabs. Yeah. Out of the military.
Yes. Oh, you don't want to say crabs.
No, I just don't.
They're gone now. It's in the
He's
past.
Married.
It's in the past.
That's all right.
Thank
it's still
you.
Funny.
Thank you.
Actually,
yes.
I think they're almost extinct now with the whole, you know, everybody shaving thing.
Sure.
It's awesome. We did that, everybody. Together.
Nice work.
We got rid of crabs.
All right, tell us one more time the information. I have it written down, but I can't read.
So Saturday,
you do it so well.
Saturday night at the Wadsworth Theater, which is on Wilshire Boulevard across from the West LA VA Hospital. We're doing a show at 7 p.m. Tickets are free for veterans and active duty. You go to greaterlafisherhouse.org to download tickets. Civilians or the general public invited to come to the show by making a donation to the Fisher House Foundation. Again, same website, greaterlafisherhouse.org, or you can go to gisofcomedy.com, and there's a link right there. And it's going to be great. We've got a lot of celebrities coming out to say thank you, and I want this to be the military celebrity comedy event of the year, and I want to be able to do this every year because we live in L.A., we're blessed to do all the Hollywood stuff, but a lot of our veterans, brothers and sisters don't get to walk the red carpet and they don't get to meet celebrities. So this is my chance and our chance to like call our friends and say, hey, come out and shake some hands and take some photos with these troops. And a lot of our celebrity friends have said, yes, they're going to come out.
I feel so lame right now.
I know.
Like, these guys serve their country and now they're supporting the guys who serve their country.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that if people buy tickets for our show, it is a nonprofit, so you can write off the expense for your tickets.
Yes, the Fisher House Foundation is a 501c3 charity, so whatever you're donating, it's tax deductible.
Is there a minimum? Or do you just...
I think it's $100 per ticket, and then it's $250. You have to check the website, but it's $100. I think there's a meet and greet with all the celebs and us.
What about Jose? What about a date with Jose? Does that happen?
Well, Mark Fallie's coming to the show.
Oh, and he is a pretty man.
Yeah. Very pretty.
He is a pretty man from far away. He's a little older, so Mark, I got you now. I got you, baby. I got a little less crow feet. That's right.
GIsofComedy.com is the website, and you can follow him on Twitter as well at GIsofComedy. Okay, thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for your service, and thanks for your service to the service.
Thank you.
I'm not sure I said that right. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:44. Ralph Garman here for a final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Who are those guys? Who are those guys we just played?
Linkin Park?
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Yes?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I like that song.
All right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Linkin Park.
Speaking of music, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? New releases. You want to get a new CD, some new music, or a movie on DVD, perhaps? Maybe a TV show you've missed, an entire season of it on DVD? All those things can be provided for you. Here's what's new today. MGMT by MGMT.
Wow, how do they do it?
You know, there's no confusion when it comes to that CD. You know exactly what you're getting. Wise Up Ghost by Elvis Costello and the Roots. Also available today. From Here to Now to You by Jack Johnson. In Rolling Waves by The Naked and Famous. Spreading Rumors by Group Love. And True by Avicii. Also available today.
Featuring the hit song.
I believe that's a Yilvis, not Avicii.
I think you're right.
Did you hear the Fox Network has already done, has co-opted that song, and they've already done a promo using that song?
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just a matter of time before NBC steals one and makes it for the Michael J. Fox show. You know, that's coming up next.
Come on.
Hey, you got to jump on these things while they're hot, man. K-Rock does that. K-Rock does, you know, something.
Oh, we
hot
do.
In pop culture. We jump on it.
A couple weeks late, but
that's
we do.
That's why this year's April Foolishness, we had the Macarena section.
That's
remember
right.
That?
That's
remember
true. That? Right up front.
Yeah, right up front.
Yeah, it was good. I have that as my ringtone, and I was playing poker last night, and it started going off. And so from my pocket, you hear. Everybody's looking around like, what in the F is going on?
I said, I knew it. I knew that guy. I can tell by the green pleather jacket.
It's the a-hole.
Movies on DVD. World War Z starring Brad Pitt. Behind the Candelabra with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon. The Bling Ring. Emma Watson stars in that film. The East with Alexander Skarsgård and Ellen Page. TV shows on DVD. The Mentalist, Season 5. Also Season 5 of Leverage. Season 2 of Grimm. Nashville's first complete season available in a box set. Arrow, the first complete season. If you're not watching Arrow, you got to catch up.
It's good.
And Bates Motel, Season 1 of that with Vera Farmiga.
It's good, too.
Great stuff. Let's take a look at the showbiz news just announced. CNN is going to produce a documentary series called The 60s. With Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks will be the producer of that series.
Wow, he's going to do something about the 60s?
Tom Hanks loves the past. We know that
he
much.
He sure does.
He loves the 40s and the 60s, we know for sure. I don't know how he feels about the 50s. Probably hates the 50s. He just jumps
over
those.
He's not done a lot on them.
That's true. Yeah. He's doing it through his production, Playtone, his production company.
And the 10-part series will kick off in November with a special 90-minute episode entitled The Assassination of JFK. Finally, somebody's looking at that. How come everyone just ignores the assassination of JFK? You never hear anything about it. Nobody talks about it.
Nonstop coverage of that since I was born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Covered. Asked and answered.
Wonder if they'll talk about the Beatles. Mm. Did you ever see his movie, That Thing You Do?
About
band?
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that film.
I like that film.
I think he likes the 60s and that era a little bit. R. Kelly. He is a musical genius.
He is.
You know how we know that? Because his new track off his new upcoming album called Black Panties is called Genius. But it's not the kind of genius that we're talking about. He's a sex genius.
Well, of course.
You know how we know he's a sex genius? Because he tells us in this song that you're... We're both so freaking hot, we don't want the freak to stop.
God.
It's true, sometimes you're just too hot. You're both so attractive, you just can't stop freaking.
We're both so freaking hot.
And you're a sex genius.
Come on. That is real. That exists.
You know what else exists? Jaden Smith's Twitter feed. He is a douchebag. 15-year-old has been tweeting such pearls of wisdom as, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
That's deep.
That's science. You know what makes you stupid? Learning things. That's for sure. The more stuff you learn, the dumber you get. That is science. They also said if newborn babies could talk, they'd be the most intelligent beings on the planet.
Okay, that's just dumb.
No, man, you're born with it all the knowledge, man, and then you lose it when you get older. What? What? What?
That's absurd.
It's stupid and absurd.
Stupid. It is stupid and absurd.
Everybody's got their own fragrance these days. All the celebrities have their own fragrance. We need a Kevin and Bean fragrance.
I don't know that would sell.
Ah, it'd be awesome. We could give it out at events that we do. We could sell it online.
Smells like donkey ass.
It would smell like donkey ass. The latest celebrity with their own fragrance?
Yes.
Stanley.
Really?
Yeah. Inventor of such iconic comic book characters as Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, the Fantastic Four. Stanley has his own fragrance. It's called Nuff Said.
No, it isn't.
Which was always his sign-off. When he would write his little editorials and comic books, he would sign off with Nuff Said. And that's his fragrance.
Huh.
He says it's adventurous, but also a little bit villainous. Yeah.
You gonna get it?
Smells like Doc Ock's crotch.
You gonna get it?
No, I'm not gonna get
it. He's your hero. I mean, no, you're not gonna get it. You'll have it by today.
Splash a little,
be honest.
Splash a little Nuff Said on me. What do you say, ladies? Nuff Said? Nuff Said. And sadly, Bill Nye, the science guy, got the lowest score in the premiere of Dancing with the Stars last night. My heart bleeds for Bill Nye, the science guy.
I'm all right with it.
Come on, you gotta feel bad for Bill Nye.
Don't have to.
He's the science guy.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Was he show syndicated or was it on a network? I don't
remember that.
It's science.
The best vote getter for the evening, shockingly, Amber Riley from Glee. Little Precious. She got nines across the board. All three judges gave her a nine. That's 27 out of 30 potential points.
It always seemed to me like anyone that had choreography as part of their show or their previous, you know, history has a leg up in the Dancing with the Stars.
You may be right, Kevin, because the top three are Amber Riley, then Corbin Bleu. He was in the High School Musical movies.
Okay.
And then Elizabeth Berkley, who was Showgirl in the movie Showgirl. She had a lot of dance training for that. So you may have cracked it, Kevin.
I'm wise beyond my years, aren't I?
Oh, yes. If you're four.
How dare you.
And the Emmy Awards are this weekend.
Really? Honestly, really?
Yes, really. I'm not making
this
up.
No idea.
Why would I lie about that?
Well, I don't know.
It'd be the worst lie I would possibly tell.
Odd. Okay.
You'd be tuning in. There'd be no Emmys. Like, why would he say that? It's just cruel. It's not even a joke.
Liar.
Sunday night, the Emmys, Kevin.
Okay.
You know, usually they show a montage of faces of the people who have passed away during the previous year, and they give them a little memoriam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This year's going to be a little different, and I think a little bit heart-wrenching. They are asking fellow performers who knew many of the honorees to come out and pay tribute to them.
Sarah Abramson?
Farrah Abramson will be on stage. paying tribute to her butt virginity. No, Edie Falco will take the stage and remember James Gandolfini to all of us.
Wow.
That's going to be touching. Jane Lynch will pay tribute to Corey Monteith from Glee. Michael J. Fox will pay tribute to his Family Ties creator and producer Gary David Goldberg. Sit, Ubu, sit. Jonathan Williams will step out and remember his friend and mentor Jonathan... I'm sorry, Robin Williams will come out and remember his friend and mentor Jonathan Winters. And then Rob Reiner... we'll talk about his longtime All in the Family castmate, Gene Stapleton, who played Edith Bunker on that show. So I think those are going to be hard to watch.
Yeah,
it's hard enough. It's sad enough when you watch the faces and they put the names under. But it sounds like a bummer, but also kind of a nice tribute, too. So prepare to cry Sunday. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Bobby Lee is 41 years old today. Vocalist Keith Flint of Prodigy is 44. Malik Yoba from Alphas, 46 years old. Rapper Doug E. Fresh is 47. Kyle Chandler turns 48 today. Baz Luhrmann, Australian director who gave us Moulin Rouge and most recently The Great Gatsby. He is 51. Also 51 is actor and director Paul Feig. Celebrates his birthday today on September the 17th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we have Chris Hemsworth talking about Rush.
Can't wait to see that.
We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
I like to drive.
And we have...
oh, darn you, German guy. I don't like you, you English guy.
We have Key and Peele in the studio as well. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and